My mama would say, you gotta fight for what is right. To her I would say, I wanna give back the world some light. But it's an empty road, I feel so alone, I forgot. You could find with Christ. You wanna change the world, but you don't know where you should start. But you can't give your all unless you let God inside your heart.
Hey, good morning, Patriots. And it's Tuesday, March 19th in the year 2024. You know, a lot of what we are doing these days, not necessarily intentionally, but just by design of our system, is we spend a lot of time focusing on what the enemy's doing, and we really don't spend enough time realizing what we can do with God. And I think that's a disservice in a lot of it's a disservice. It's an injustice that we're doing really with the authorities given to us, and it's something we have to be very cognizant of, because we are literally the princes and priests of the world. We've been given those authorities by Jesus, and while I'm always going to try to identify the problems, we can't forget that these problems are being put before us and from the perspective of the evil, to break us and to put us before them, when in fact all we have to do is rebuke it and stand against it. I've mentioned it now yesterday twice, and I'll mention it again today. And I really encourage you to take a listen to Sunday night's show if you haven't heard it, because for myself it was an interesting process, a journey to understand who St. Patrick was, which was only saint and by the people. He was never canonized by the church. And he's a people saint. But to really understand what one man did in the country of Ireland, when the Romans were driven out by the Druids and one man was able to come back and bring the Druid King to his knees and accept Christ. That's a profound authority. And it's an authority that came about through simply living Scripture. He didn't question his faith. He lived his faith. He didn't question whether he had authorities. He assumed and accepted he had authorities. And he walked in those. And he walked in those with a humility that came through and came about by way of fasting and a repentance in his life, a constant cycle of that to make himself humble before the throne. And in the process was able to literally cast all the snakes out of Ireland, which is literally all of the evil, and transform a country from the darkness of an occult type living and believing to the power of Christianity. It needs to happen again, not just in Ireland, but across the entire world. And it's not going to take the millions and the millions to wake up. It just takes those dedicated truly in the root of faith, which is what we end up referring to as the remnant, to stand into that gap and do that. You don't have to go to seminary. In fact, it would be best if you didn't. You don't have to go to Bible college. In fact, it'd be best if you didn't. And I say those things which may run against the grain on some, because once those places are inoculated within the mindset, there's a great deal of limitation to understanding the simplicity and the power of what God is providing and what we can do. And in that process, then, when we start to understand the fundamentals of what our faith really provides, we start to realize there's nothing here that should shake us and nothing here that we can stand against, that we can't stand against. So that's just, it's important to look in that truly in the squarely in the face of what it is. We are coming up on a Bards Fest for the eclipse. And it's going to be one in Ohio and one in Texas. And I hope people are excited to go. There's a lot of discussion right now, and we'll play a little bit of it here this morning about what is supposed to be happening. And it ends up being one of these discussions where they're talking about everybody's going to become victimized by this or that. They're going to target everybody that comes together. It's going to be a bioweapons attack. They're going through bioweapons exercise. What that tells me is a couple of things. One, they want you afraid of assembling and praying. They don't want you to be part of an event that apparently has an enormous amount of spiritual impact. Otherwise, they would not be making that sound and that noise that they're making. Two, they'll likely run a false flag event because that's a good way to get everybody afraid. And three, they are going to take advantage of this moment to try to use fear so they can take away more of our rights and rules that people that are in fear will give away. These are the consistent patterns, because at the end of the day, they can't successfully attack those that are walking in faith. They know this, but they know that they can if people have a root of fear and if people listen to what they say. Anything they say, do the opposite. It's a simple rule. And as long as we abide by that and defy, this system begins a more rapid collapse than it already is. And it's something that I'm happy to encourage. This is a deeply rotted, corrupted system that is run by people that are as evil as it gets. They're sellouts, they're traitors, they're pedophiles, they're psychopaths, and they all conglomerate to one big cesspool of power, which they all participate in. They all take part in rituals. They all take part in some sort of scandal of sexuality, typically with kids. And they all have a willingness to give in to the other things that mean nothing in the terms of the world of God, which are power, greed, and submission of people below them. This is the nature of the world in which we're in. So it's an important component here in understanding really our way forward. Now, this event, bardsfest.com you can get your tickets there, and we ask you to register. It is the eclipse events. There's two events. There's one at the border, which is down in Kimato, Texas, and there's the other one up in Ohio, which is where I'll be, and that's Brookville, Ohio, and then so it's really kind of a three-day event. Saturday, It's the 6th of April. I'm going to be at Mandolin Farms, Flemingsburg, and we'll get that. If someone asked me this morning for directions, we'll get that address up there today so people can have it. The 6th of Mandolin Farms, we're going to be in a prayer ritual at Mandolin Farms on the 6th of April. On the 7th of April, in the evening at 5 p.m., we're going to be up in, this is in Brookville, Ohio, which is about 2.5 hours north. And we'll be doing a prayer vigil that night. And then the next day, on Monday, the 8th, we're going to be there from 10 a.m. It'll start at 10 a.m. and go all day with speakers and with events to bring this together and to have a fantastic revival with this solar eclipse. It's literally a darkness into the light, which is fantastic. Down in Kamado, Texas, Pastor Rod Parker is going to be having his event. He's going to be doing the revival the same on the 7th of April at 5 p.m. starting there, and they're going to be working. They've got some music going on with Stephen McRither and other really good speakers down there. His prayer team will be down there in revival doing that all day, or evening Sunday, and then all day Monday. And there really is just, other than a start time, which is 10 a.m. on Monday, we just really are going to go as the Holy Spirit leads. So that's an important event to be part of right now. And I think, and I mean, I keep hearing this nonsense about what this doom and gloom is going to be, and I just kind of sit back and say, okay, whatever this event is, it's obviously the eclipse has got them fearful. And they say that they've been planning this response for 2 years. Now, I'm going to play a clip here. I'm going to play part of it. And just to kind of give you the nature of that discussion. So here we go.
The sheriff called me yesterday. And after he got done telling me everything inside this meeting that was happening, I pretty much was nerve rattled after what I heard. But I'm going to tell you what the emergency, what's behind this emergency for the solar eclipse, what's the deeper intel. And not only that, how they want emergency communication systems to be implemented, what specific groups they're going to be targeting. We're about to get into all that right here, and information that I did separate research to try to link up and confirm more on this scenario. So he gets on the phone with me yesterday after they have this meeting. Who's this meeting with? It's with Homeland Security. So, and he said there were New York instructors there. I have a list right here. I took notes of every single thing that he said because I couldn't record his voice. Obviously, he's trying to stay discreet. He said they were focusing on anti-vaccine people, anti-government people, preppers, Trump supporters. He even goes into deeper in the scenario what we're going to get to here in a second. But he said they didn't want the public to have any communication between each other. Any communication at all. And we told you yesterday that sheriff that came on and said it could be a potential terror attack. Well, we got more intel on what could actually happen in a solar eclipse, but just listen to this 23-second clip really quick.
But that's not all that he's concerned about.
That people want to do us harm, use an event like this where a lot of people are gathered to do some type of terror event.
The director of the Lake County Emergency Management Agency told me they've been preparing for the solar eclipse now for about 2 years.
About 2 years they've been preparing for this. And one has to ask how 2 years ago they could have had a viable threat that something was coming. And to understand this, terrorists and terrorist plotting, typically if it's that far in advance, then you have plenty of time to dismantle it. And typically the real threat doesn't become present within your intelligence analysis until weeks before. So this is, again, a lot of what you're hearing here is that the deep state and many others know that there's a spiritual significance to this event, powerful, whatever that is. And we know that when we understand the nature of this event and we understand how this event has been a seven-year gap, there's two distinct pathways of this eclipse. This has gone through critical towns and places, and the entire event is revealing something very powerful by God. He's literally putting his stamp on this. We start to understand what they're doing. These people are using fear once again to conjure up fear and to try to get people to not attend. Why would you not want people to attend an eclipse? There's a whole discussion about bioweapons, as if everybody in the darkness is going to be hit with a bioweapon. That would mean that you'd have to fly a fleet of aircraft or something like that along the path and spray it just over where everybody is. I mean, there's just a lot of illogic going on here, and with it, there's fear at the root of this, and so people get shaken, and they start to change their plans, and they're starting to go inside and prepare for food, and schools are teaching kids now to have a bug-out bag and be prepared to be in a refugee. This came in yesterday. I mean, we're seeing all sorts of this nonsense happening, and when it gets through government schools, and I think this is a big one, this came in yesterday, that a child came home yesterday and said that at school they were teaching them how to build a bug-out bag to prepare to be a refugee, then what we're talking about is the government school, which are government indoctrination programs, is trying to prepare people to be afraid so that they will be in sheer panic. Someone just wrote in chat, Y2K all over again. Absolutely. I remember the fear around Y2K. They had us convinced, at least they tried. They tried to convince the world that on that click of second after the midnight, the whole world is going to go dark. Everything was going to fall apart. Nothing happened. I was actually with a prayer team that day. We were all praying. And it's like, nothing happened. Nothing happened. Again, so if you're going to this event, which I hope you are, and if you're coming in and you're apprehensive or afraid, I'm just going to tell you to lean into fear. And I'm going to remind you about St. Patrick. This is a man who was captured, held as a slave, eventually escaped by his prayers. God told him a boat would be ready. He left the island. That's when, in fact, he wasn't even a Christian when he was being held. It was this point when it was through that process that he became a Christian. Rome was effectively driven out of Ireland. They were fearful of the Druids because the Druids were able to conjure up such powerful demons. One of the demons known as a berserker, which would create this superhuman type capacity within its people. And Rome was basically withdrawn from Ireland. And that was also the time that many of the hordes from the east were coming in and challenging the Roman Empire's expansion, and Rome was in contraction anyway. So then you have this dude, Patrick, who decides he gets called to go back to Ireland. And he does so and single-handedly, effectively takes down the entire leadership of the Druid order and the king himself because of faith. You can't tell me that at that point in time there wasn't a pretty high level of potential fear. Things like, you know, maybe getting roasted over a fire, getting your heart cut out while you were alive, getting your head cut off, buried alive, and then drawn up to be eaten. I don't know. I mean, there's all sorts of cool things that they could do to you then that was pretty normal. But once you establish fear as part of your dialogue and part of the accepted dialogue you have with this society, you are forever enslaved. And God tells us 365 times, fear not. So when I look at this event and I hear what they're doing, I'm like, okay, my first logic stream is, why did you start planning 2 years ago to try to convince us that we shouldn't see a solar eclipse? And those questions then are set before us and we don't answer them. Instead, we do quite the opposite. We try to convince ourselves somehow that this is so bad and it is so horrible that we are not going to be able to survive it, and this is what they want you to believe. And I'm sure there will be people that will avoid this. Let me just play this brief clip on the solar eclipse here.
There's not a single person on this earth that has ever seen an event like we are going to see on April 8th of 2024. This is the path that it will take, and these are the times that you'll be able to see it. Totality is going to last about 4 minutes and 35 seconds in some places. Now, compared to the total solar eclipse that we had in 2017, that one lasted about 2 minutes and 43 seconds in some areas, so we're doubling that time this year. That's why it's something that no one has ever seen before. It's going to last for a long time compared to other total solar eclipses. The last one that was even close to this happened back in the 1800s. In a month, we are going to have two broods of cicadas come up from under the ground. Now, these two broods have not converged in over 200 years. And look at this map. See the light blue and the dark brown right there converging in Illinois? Yeah, that's the same spot where our two paths converge as well, southern Illinois. So yeah, no one on earth has ever seen an event like coming next month. We are going to have a total solar eclipse that lasts damn near 5 minutes in some areas. And then we're going to have millions of cicadas that have been underground for either 13 or 18 years, all coming up at the same time. And they have not done that in over 200 years. So if you are over 200 years old, DM me. But if not, no one on this earth has seen like what's coming on April 8th.
And then we started to get into all these anomalies, which is absolutely incredible. It's an amazing event. And all you're hearing in the news is, stay home, buckle up, look out, get ready, get food, get water. It's coming. It's all going to end. I'm like, hey, I can't think of a better place to be. I'm okay with this. If literally, if we get up there and it's like, this is the end, Scott, I'm like, I'm looking around going, okay, so I get to end it with in prayer with a bunch of fellow prayer warriors and members of Bard's Nation. I get to be together with my friends. We get to pray, and you're going to take me off this earth. That sounds like something on the level of rapture is what that sounds like. I'd be like, all right, Lord, I'm all in. Outstanding, I'm telling you right now. So it's a win-win. I mean, we win, we stand, we get taken away, we win. And this is what they're most afraid of. This their fear is that too many people will be participant in this. And so whatever this event is, when you start to look at things, they're the lens of their fear rather than the fear they project. Remember, these people project outwards always. It's always about what they're afraid of that they're putting upon us. They don't want you to believe in things, or they want you to be afraid of things, because if you look past it, you're going to see who they really are. And that's their wall that they keep placing upon all of us, which is complete nonsense, but it is. This I don't have the video for you to see here, but I do. I'm going to give it to Nikki to post, but it's really awesome. Now I'm going to set this up. This dude is on a scooter in New York. His helmet that he's made is a microwave oven. I just need to paint the picture here. And he comes racing up to the camera with a microwave oven motorcycle helmet, which meets the law standards, opens the door of the microwave, and begins giving you this lecture. So here we go. I didn't want to play. Had trouble with that earlier. I don't know what that's going on. All right, so anyway, what he gives you is a lecture. Let me see if this works here. One more time.
Just know, you're going to go through some uncomfortable situations. Stop trying to dodge the process, because in the long run, it's going to make you better. And don't forget that shit, you heard?
And away our microwave helmet person goes off into the sunset. It's a... Someone just wrote microwave interference, the true statement. It's a true thing. So with that, let's talk about a couple things, though, in all honesty. And these are two sponsors I want to mention this morning, which I think are important. Obviously, MyPillow. If you're coming to the event, you might be camping. There's plenty of tent camping at both locations. There's limited RV camping up in Brookville, Ohio. There's only a few spots. There's no hookups, just so you're aware. There's plenty of camping on the 6th. So I want to say this again, because I noticed some numbers that are getting confused in chat. I'm going to say it again. Saturday the 6th, there is going to be a prayer rally at Mandolin Farms in Kentucky. And we'll get that address up there, okay? And then on the 7th in the evening at 5 p.m., which would be Sunday, we're going to do a prayer vigil that night at Brookville, Ohio, at Pastor Neil Peterson's church. That's going to happen Sunday evening, the 7th. So again, 6th in Mandolin Farms, the 7th, and then the 8th is the full day event, and we'll begin, start bringing people in around 9 and at 10 a.m. It's pretty loose. 10 a.m. we will begin on that Monday, which is the 8th, for the whole day event. So it's three different days, two locations, because Saturday I'm going to be in, and I am going to be at Flemingsburg at Mandolin Farms to lead prayer that day. That's what we're doing, okay? Now, down at Kamado, Texas, they're going to be there on the 7th, of Sunday the 7th, and that starts at 5 p.m., and then they're going to go again the next day, all day, on the 8th for that event. They have the longest time, 4 minutes, 24 seconds down at Kamado. I think ours up there is just shy of 4 minutes up in Ohio. So it's still a long time of darkness in the middle of the day. It should be profound. And I would just really encourage everybody to make an effort to get there, because I think it's going to be pretty fantastic. Now, that said, just because I'm that type of guy, I don't like going anywhere unprepared. And so a couple of things. Camping, you got MyPillow, right? Obviously, if I'm camping, I'm bringing my MyPillow. I'm going to, because it's the best. And you want to have some good sleeping materials. I would encourage you to head on over and get and go to mypillow.com/bards, mypillow.com/bards. And what will you discover over there? You will discover some amazing pillows. And they've got all sorts of pillows and many other things. You might even get, if you're bringing your dog, you could even get a doggy pillow for your dog to make your dog comfy and your camping experience, and your dog will not be at all disappointed. And I would tell you that they have some great travel pillows as well in MyPillow. So the MyPillow doggy pillow, doggy beds are as low as $25 right now, which actually has a very personal meaning to me, because the surprise is about to be revealed right now. After the event, and you're going to get to have all sorts of interesting video stories coming up, I'm heading out to Virginia, where I'm picking up, yes, two new dogs. They're Tibetan Mastiffs, and there's a male and a female, and they're going to become part of my life, and they're going to ride back with me in the Jeep, and you're going to get, Nikki's going to be so busy because she's going to be doing video stories, and she's going to be sharing those, and you're going to get to see the growth of the, but I'm calling them the Paladins of Bard's Nation, which are the protectors of the truth. So they're going to be part of the new stories that come out. I think we'll probably dump some of those on YouTube, which will be pretty safe. Unless the dogs bark something offensive that the AI doesn't like, we shouldn't lose that account too much. So anyway, that's part of that. And then, of course, because I'm driving, and I'm going to encourage you all to check it out, is make sure and head on over to empshield.com, empshield.com. I really am a huge believer in these devices. They are, you never know. I mean, like I say, they can talk about all these things. Nothing is out of the realm of possible. And with the solar eclipse, who knows what they'll try to do or what could happen naturally. So I would just encourage people to have your vehicles equipped, and your home and your ATVs and all the other electronic digital dependent appliances, which is pretty much everything these days. I would encourage you to literally get an EMP shield and get them installed. I think they're well worth the money, and they're definitely worth the what we need here in terms of protection, which is just good logic. I mean, you have an enemy that is devious, the enemy that's willing to do just about anything. And so we just don't want to be dumb. That's the other part. I mean, the enemy's counting on a couple of things. Obviously, they want to starve us. They want to take our power away. They want us all to submit. And what they just are not able to comprehend is, in the end of the day, we won't. They believe they can. There are those that have and will, and there are those that absolutely won't under any circumstances. What they can't get through their mind is, for us, no matter what they do, we win. So that's a good thing. But anyway, check that out, empshield.com, and also MyPillow, EMPShield.com/Bards. Both of those promo codes on each of those places are Bards, B-A-R-D-S. Great savings. The EMP Shield, $50 off and free shipping. Right now with my pillow, with orders over $75, you're going to get free shipping as well. So it's great. So check out those two places. Great way to prepare for the trip and get yourself ready to come out there and have a fantastic time. Again, we have to spend time looking at this, the truths that rather than the fears. This is a post that came in this morning from Wall Street Apes. Here it goes. It says, wow, while the media distracted everyone with Trump's bloodbath comment, Jim Jordan received a letter from Michigan sheriff. Quote, my office is investigating criminal acts related to elections in Berry County, the state of Michigan, and the United States. I am in possession of evidence involving voting machines. Additionally, I have recently received a subpoena from Prosecutor D.J. Hilson of Muskegon County for my file. D.J. Hilson worked with the Michigan Attorney General to bury the Muskegon fraud investigation that was initially reported by the Muskegon local clerk. Not one person was charged related to the Muskegon fraud despite confessions and physical evidence. Considering this, I am going to provide portions of my file to Congress for immediate review and investigations. Yeah. For safekeeping, my office has come into possession of evidence that foreign nationals have accessed electronic voting machines in Michigan and other states. This evidence demonstrates that electronic voting machines and electronic election systems used for elections in Michigan and throughout the United States are not secure, and an immediate investigation is needed by Congress. This is such BS. Besides, I can't even read you the other pages of the letter. Why? Because he goes into detail about what happened and the evidence that he has. I'm so freaking afraid that people are going to ignore this, and so Jim Jordan can ignore it too. Here's just a quick video on that.
Masters of distraction, aren't they? While the whole country was distracted by Trump's bloodbath comment yesterday, a sheriff from Michigan sent Jim Jordan this letter at the exact same time. Dear Congressman Jordan, dated March 17th, 2024, my office is investigating criminal acts related to elections in Berry County, the state of Michigan, and the United States. I am in possession of evidence involving voting machines. Additionally, I have recently received a subpoena from Prosecutor D.J. Hilson of Muskegon County for my file. D.J. Hilson worked with the Michigan Attorney General to bury the Muskegon fraud investigation that was initially reported by the Muskegon local clerk. Not one person was charged related to the Muskegon fraud despite confessions and physical evidence. Considering this, I am going to provide portions of my file to Congress for immediate review and investigation. Yeah, for safekeeping. My office has come into possession of evidence that foreign nationals have accessed electronic voting machines in Michigan and other states. This evidence demonstrates that electronic voting machines and electronic election systems used for elections in Michigan and throughout the United States are not secure, and an immediate investigation is needed by Congress. This is such bullshit because I can't even read you the other three pages of that letter. Why? Because he goes into detail about what happened and the evidence that he has. I am so freaking afraid that people are going to ignore this, and so Jim Jordan can ignore it too.
So we have to get rid of that comment out of our vocabulary and just rebuke it, because we do this, all of us, at one point or another. We use these terms like, I'm afraid. Fear can't be in our dialogue, and it has to be removed, and you have to start facing this all with understanding that what's happening here as we place into this and we pray into these things, this is God's hand of shaking everything. When you really sit back and you look at what's happened in the last, we can just go to 2015, so it's the last 9 years. And if you think of where you were 9 years ago and where you are today, I don't care how awake a person was 9 years ago, because whenever I say this, somebody be like, yeah, I knew it then. You had no clue, no matter who you were, how deep this rabbit hole was and how deep this corruption was. There is no possible way. Because what has happened here is the world is transformed. And one of the things is very interesting, because I was praying on this the other morning, And what God put on my heart, which is really powerful, and it was a reminder. He's like, you need to remember where you are and why you are here. And it was that this is a place where there are many, I'm interested in the whole body, not just you. And that's something we all need to keep in mind. The whole body is what we're trying to bring back. This is the greatest rescue mission in the history of humanity. And there are many other people out here that are still deeply asleep. I am one openly who calls for full truth disclosure, but in all truth about that. I mean, that statement is bold. I think it's needed at a certain point. But if I'm going to be honest about it, there are many people that still can't handle the truth. Let me give you a scenario and an example. This is what we're dealing with right now. Potentially, there's something very big on the near horizon that is coming. That something could be something like a comet. There's apparently a comet that's coming near. You heard this from Jamie Walden the other day. There's a comet coming near to Earth. It could be something like a pole shift. There's a lot of discussion about that. It could be both. The awakened person, if you talk about this, is going to have a reasoned view. If we had this discussion here in a very serious way, Patriots, this is what's happening. We now have confirmation. Remember, this is a scenario. I'm not telling you this is. It's important. We would be able to start organizing within ourselves. We'd start connecting deeply within our local groups. We'd start doing preparations differently. Our focus would be there. But what would be center to everything we do would be God. That's a given. And as we had that moment, the one thing we wouldn't care a whole lot about is government, because we've already been proven the government has, there's nothing government can do for us. It would be on us. I would argue that there'd be a high level of reason and calm, that people would be willing to start digging in and doing what they needed to do, not only to help themselves, but to help their neighbors. And the communities that we have developed here, that would break down regionally, would start to have a real focus and purpose to start coming together to work and organize for a coming disaster like that. In these events, that we could be able to start looking at the potential disaster areas, the potential safe areas, and we'd be able to start analyzing that data and working together to build safe locations, places where people can come, preparations so people could move there, etc. All of these things would be part of an awakened mind's process. Fear, though there would be some, there always is, because no matter what you do, people are going to be like, oh my gosh. For the most part, fear would not be there. Now I want to shift to an unawakened mind. And you start to present this information. They're literally going to lose their stuff. And if you think hoarding toilet paper moments was bad during COVID, you're going to see a level of craziness like you've never seen before. If you think Black Fridays are crazy and trying to get a free TV at Walmart, wait till you see the mass of public out here that loses their mind when they suddenly realize that this whole thing is going to change everything about their lives. Everything that they know is around them would be suddenly being told it's going to be stripped away, and the fear of not knowing would literally drive these people insane. It would become dangerous. Now, if that's a reality of humanity. And it's an unfortunate statement to the level of mental encapsulation in this cabal's matrix, because they are so locked within the matrix that they literally turn on everybody else for fear and to try to save their own self without any future thought. Without the hand of God moving this the way it is, and we go back 9 years, and without that process of the slow drip and trickle, where there are those that are very much awake and those that are now just starting to slowly awaken, you don't have a framework to keep society together. And with this, there are people that will not survive. In this, whether that end point is just truth or whether that end point is some sort of global disaster, which we don't know, there's another component of this that's essential to everything that we do. And what is that? That other component is our faith. When we are praying into the outcomes that we want, the positive outcomes for humanity, we're praying for others, we're loving our neighbor, we're using love as a center of frequency. No matter what the event, it will become minimized. I am convinced that much of what is coming, whatever it is they are planning on the fact that humanity in its fear state will magnify their effect by 7-10 times. And so it will become much greater and much, much worse because humanity is giving them the authority through fear. When we break away from fear and step into our authority as God's children, as the sons and daughters of the Most High, we are now proclaiming authority upon the earth as we were given, authority over snakes and scorpions and dominion over all evil. That changes the nature of everything. Unfortunately, that belief system, the depth of that still is very small. So I go back to St. Patrick as he comes into Ireland. He is now facing a true evil. One of his great moments is the burning of the fire on the top of the mountain. The issue was that no one could burn a fire and start a fire before the king lit his fire. So what does St. Patrick do? He goes up and intentionally lights his fire before the king lights his. And in so doing, breaks the king's power. Because he does so, and then he simply prays into it and says, hey, you know, I'm a son of God. Jesus is my king, and you're not my king, and you can do whatever you want with me. And there's nothing they can do to him. He is protected. If we're walking in this anointing, which is given to us, nothing these people do can touch us at the end of the day. That mindset has to be, it's not just a mindset, it has to be within your heart. And as we push that in and understand this complete nonsense that we're in right now, and it's so easy to get wrapped around the fears of, you know, the small things of life that really don't matter at all at the end of the day. And that's what they want you. They want you to be a slave to the system, whether it's a late bill, whether it's your credit card score or your credit score, whether it's, you know, the payment on your house, whether it's this or that. They want you masked and wrapped in fear rather than just simply leaning into God and saying, God, here I am, because they understand the power of faith. If they didn't, they wouldn't be waging such a decisive war against Christians, in particular Christians. And this is the war they're waging to try to degrade and to slowly erode and erase. Why do you think that there is such a war up against white males? It's true. This is all part of this greater issue that they are trying to not only divide and conquer, but they're trying to empower one colored race over another so that there's a constant sense of hatred instead of us being able to see the greater body of Christ. And here's the great thing about what they've done. I mean, I won't say great, but it's masterful. They couldn't get racism to stick within white culture, but they can get racism to stick within much of the inner city black culture and welfare culture, because all they have to do is they have to show the disparity or proclaim the disparity of saying you don't get as much as they do. Why I point that out, and again, this is not racist, it's cultural. There are blocks of people that have much less by design. And so their worship and belief system is geared around fear and wanting more things. They're in the ideological framework of the system. Their root of faith is gone or non-existent, and some have never even experienced the power of faith in the relationship with Christ. They become easy agents to turn against those that walk in faith. And that's what's happening as a culture. And so the fear is their center point of power. It's take away fear. God says, don't fear not 365 times. Take away fear, they've got nothing. Yeah, sure, it might be some pain or some certain things they may try to physically do, but they have nothing. And the more that we step into that place of authorities to realize truly what we carry, even that doesn't come to you. Now, meaning physical harm. That's where we have to walk. And unfortunately, there's a lot of fear out here. There's a lot of fear that lurks in the unknowns. The more people have and control and possess, there seems to be a greater level of fear. And there's trying to anticipate is another interesting one. And you'll hear it. People studying routes and trying to anticipate the measure of water that's going to flood across the United States, and I'm going to go to high ground here, and I need to have a house at a certain level, or I need to be this far away from an event, and this is where it's just nonsense. It's nonsense. It's like literally, where is your faith? I go back to Patrick, St. Patrick. He literally goes into a country and faces off with the entire nation's control system, which is Druid. And he, knowing what the threat is, knowing that he has multiple attempts to kill him, and nothing befalls him because he has faith. So that's the whole center to this whole thing, is our faith. God gives us everything. The enemy gives us fear. The enemy gives us shortages. The enemy gives us scarcity. God gives us unlimited potential. God gives us unlimited love. God gives us everything we want. And even in the times of crisis, leaning into him, he will provide no matter what. We know that. So obviously, the conclusion of this whole thing is simple. Whatever is happening on the 8th of April has these people afraid. They are fearful that a bunch of people are going to come together. Too many people are going to come together. And they're going to experience something that's going to transform them. It's going to literally be from darkness to light. And though it may not be right away, it could. It could be one of those strange events in the histories and annals of man that just suddenly everything changes. It could also just be that it happens over a period of years. 9 years ago, from 2015 to now, we could never have foreseen the magnitude of discussions that are in the public space that are here now that are normal. We could not have imagined being able to openly talk about pedophilia and openly talk about the human sex trafficking, child sex trafficking. We would have never imagined that we would have 22 plus million illegals flowing into this country and cops being removed from their power, being defunded, cities having levels of homelessness that they are. We could talk about it, but to truly expect that it would happen, in fact, most believed that Trump would have been a second term. And I was one of them. We really thought Trump would return. I mean, these are the sorts of things that have changed so much in our realization of whom we are, who we are as people. And as we move into this and understand our true authorities, we're also witnessing something else, that the true power and authority never rested in the president, never rested in our government. It's always rested in us. And as that awakening continues to spread, that is the greatest threat they've ever faced, because the answer is no matter what they do, we don't need them, we won't listen to them, we will never obey them, and in the end, we will find them, hunt them, and hold them to justice for what they've done to this world. And they know it, and they're scrambling. And so it's actually kind of a neat time to watch the rats run, because that's exactly what's happening. Bottom line, fear not. And that's just where we all have to be. We were told and have been told that literally in this time that we will be able to say, as it says in Psalm 110, the Psalm of David, let me just read that. The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. I think that time's coming. That'll be pretty cool to watch. All right, Patriots, let's pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this day and just pray that as we move forward here, that there will be no fear. And whoever is walking in that space, whatever that is, whatever that burden is felt, that there will be no fear. We live in a time now where we begin to truly understand the nature of whom we are, whom we come from, who we are as people, and what is needed for us to step forward and be secure in that place as sons and daughters of the Most High. So, Father, we are stepping into this time now and literally proclaiming our authorities. And we step in here and accept those authorities given upon us to be able to step on snakes and scorpions. And we pray into the heart of the warrior heart of Christ to awaken within the many, to stand boldly now, to stand comfortably and stand firmly on that rock of faith, to know that we are walking without fear, that we will fear not in anything that comes before us, and lean into you knowing that you will fight for us as long as we stand. And Father, stand is not just to stand idle, but in fact to be moving forward against this enemy. It's works in faith to keep moving, to keep understanding that our actions, every one of them, we are not only accountable for, but they make a difference in ways we cannot imagine. that only at the time of our final testimony before you will we understand what we were truly part of. And so our commitment and faith has to be unwavering. It has to be true. It has to be the purity of faith, that of St. Patrick, to understand that there's nothing the enemy can throw at us that we cannot overcome. So, Father, guide us in this hour and lift us up. For those of a weakened heart, we just pray in love and strength. For those that are questioning, we pray in love, strength, and healing. For those that are seeking, we pray for an encounter with Jesus and an interaction and encounter with somebody of a remnant tribe that can lift them up into with the glory of Christ that shines within. Guide us all, Father, in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Be strong in the authority of Christ. Fear not, doubt not. And above all, I would really encourage you to truly not just believe, but encourage the miracles of the living God. I think that's pretty powerful. All right, Patriots, keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil, never relent. God is with us. He'll never forsake us. And in the end, God always wins. But we are here in this time, in this place, for just such a time as this. We're at war. So walk boldly and fearlessly with Christ. Occupy the land, expand the kingdom, subdue the enemy. Mission forward. Patriots, I'll see you tonight for Barnes FM. Until then, or until the next time, God bless and out for now.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
Every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made, therefore they can be solved by man, and man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again. Surely the opening vistas of space promise high costs and hardships, as well as high reward. So it is not surprising that some would have us stay where we are a little longer, to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who moved forward, and so will space. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Has waited thousands of years to show its face. It has only one intent, to destroy God's light and to enslave. It has no scruples. It has no rules but one: to win at any cost. But we will never bow, for we are the remnant that will hold the line. This is war. We fight. We push. We climb. We never give in. We become the nightmare that evil didn't know could exist. We pray. We stand. We live by the words, "In God we trust." We fear nothing. We are the light that can never be extinguished. We are patriots. We are the digital army that will help deliver God's wrath.